It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Sam McCarthy is a musician with a history anchored in acts like Goodnight Nurse and Kids of 88, but for the last couple of years, Sam has been focusing his efforts on a project named Boy Boy. He released his debut last week and joins us in studio to perform tracks from it. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, a couple of tracks, and then we'll go from there.
Sounds lovely.
Come to me. Work you out. You're right here, but incomplete. Would you give it up? I never felt the same for anybody else. But you ain't gotta do it for me, do it for yourself. You think you know the way it is, but I can never tell. Let me in the way of your love.
I don't know.
celebrate every mess I make. Nothing matters when I'm taking over. Open up my brain just to cause you pain. You believe it just cause I say so. Speaking really over meaning, I should know by now. I don't show my real feelings when I talk it out. I don't know.
By BFM Boy Boy performing live in studio. Sam, do you want to talk through that microphone or this yellow one? What would
I could talk through this one, but it might be a little bit echoey.
Yes.
I'll just swap.
Cool.
All right. Hey, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
So what were the name of those two tracks?
So the first track that you heard was called Boy by Boy Boy off the album Boy Boy.
Track one.
You've done some research.
I've done some listening. It's a great record.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to move this up so I can look at you in the eye.
Oh,
it feels
bless.
A bit weird having to look down each time. And then the second track, which I'm not too sure if you caught, was called I Don't Know.
Mm. Tell me about your use of vocals in your tracks. Lots of chopping up of your own voice, I'm mm-hmm. guessing.
Yeah, lots of that. I think a lot of it comes from... Because I've made music for quite a few years now, generally when I'm making a song, I'm quite impatient and I almost want to hear something close to a final product to convince me that I'm on the right track. I mean this in the writing process.
Yeah.
And because I kind of want to hear that, therefore I end up doing most of the vocal parts myself. Sometimes I'll come and get someone to come in later and re-record. My partner, Chelsea, she features a lot on the record. But I think part of it comes out of laziness, just trying to achieve like that nice full sound. And so I just do it myself. But I also like the kind of minimalism of it in the sense that you're getting a lot of different characters, but they're still coming from one person. So there's kind of maybe a philosophical sentiment in there too.
Oh, of course. Use what you've got.
Exactly. Yeah.
If we could talk about your songwriting, how did you get into it?
How did I get into songwriting?
Yeah, did you come from a musical home or was it something that you picked up along the way as you grow older?
My dad played guitar. And he wasn't necessarily, he wasn't like a musician as such. He loved music.
Yeah.
And so there was always beautiful music playing in the house. And he, you know, he'd be playing classical music and he'd try and get me to listen to the individual parts and also the kind of like thematic qualities, you know, like he'd play four seasons or something and he'd try and get me to imagine the individual seasons. So I think that did play a huge part. But I think songwriting kind of just became a natural part of being a musician. I know that's not necessarily the same for everyone. I know that some musicians, they really do just play their instrument and that's their role. But when I was a teenager and starting to play in bands, I just kind of felt that, you know, if we wanted to play music, then you had to make it up yourself. And so that's kind of what kickstarted it all.
And am I right in thinking that this is your career now? You're a song...
Yes.
It's always fascinated me, the process. It seems like it could be very stressful, or combining... But is it, what, like two strangers at times, or groups of strangers to... try and all focus and see if something comes out of meeting, or see if, yeah.
It can vary. It can vary. But I think speaking from my own experience,
yeah.
The way that things have seemed to work in recent times, because I have spent a lot of time just trying things out. And I mean, just for the record, I don't think I know what I'm doing, and I don't think anyone I work with knows what they're doing, and I think that's actually the exciting part about it. But given the case, that's I think why it usually works better if there's only one or two people, maybe three, just because it becomes a bit more of a conversation. And when you're writing a song, well, when I'm writing a song, I like to be able to talk to that person, and it's almost like I'm vocalizing, I'm trying to hear myself say the words or say what the song is about within that conversation. And I think if it's a larger group than that, you can kind of get those social, for lack of better description, the social anxieties kick in, or, you know, the party mentality where you're trying to be a bit cool. Mm. And so when there's that intimacy with just another person, you can get to some special places, I think. And when you're at that point, for me, that's when I think everything is resonating. I'm saying the exact same topic over and over again, and it's really just refining that down to what's the clearest way to say that. And I think that's where I seem to get success in my own view in regards to songwriting.
Hey, what kind of sounds were you trying to capture on your record?
I think a lot of it is influenced by the environment.
Yeah.
I was living in a suburb in Los Angeles called Echo Park, mm-hmm. and my house was right on the street of a street called Echo Park Avenue, and the studio was underneath the house in a garage, and there was no windows. The only way I could let light in was by leaving the door ajar.
Yeah.
And so that meant that, like, car radios, conversations, just kind of the whole world would bleed into the studio. So this record, it kind of almost has a slight field recording quality to it. There might not necessarily be field recordings in every song, but there is this kind of crispiness to it that I think that you achieve from field recordings. And also, I think another influence is that there's a hip-hop radio station in Los Angeles called K-Day, and the frequency for that station is 93.5. Now, as it turns out, Still Dre by Dr. Dre is 93.5 BPM.
Ooh.
And so the next song that we're actually about to play is called Vices, and I chose the 93.5 BPM for that song as well. So that's a good example of just the environment around me was influencing the songs.
How did that work into doing vocal takes, though? Did you do them somewhere else? Or are there, if we listen very carefully, can we hear...
If you listen very carefully, you can often hear like a truck going past.
Yep.
I think it's daylight. I think like the first line you can hear like in the background. And, you know, it just kind of added to the charm. I think now I try to avoid that stuff as much as possible. But, you know, like kind of you said, you use what you've got.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So the record's out.
Yes.
Where to from here? What are you wanting to achieve, I guess, with this record or with in the next 6 to 12 months? Where's the trajectory going?
Well, I think, first of all, what releasing the album has allowed is a clear palette.
Yep.
I have already started working on a second album, but just having the songs available and having them out in the world, mentally it feels like they are, and this is really just coming from my own personal perspective, old songs.
Yeah.
And the reason why I like that is because it means that it's kind of like they were children and they grew up and it was their time to leave the nest. And so that leads me to feel a bit clearer as to what I can do next. I know I've learned a lot from them also. But professionally, you know, I think it's really, it feels really nice to be an artist that has an album. It just feels like a platform to stand on, you know, and so I think when people find out about me, there's something there for them to kind of really sink their teeth into. And so I hope that, you know, I get lots and lots of syncs, lots of Spotify playlists. And you know, and it just bankrolls the whole next album.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, good luck.
Thank you.
So before we get to that final track, which is 93.5 BPM.
You got it.
Could you just introduce your accompaniment?
Oh, for sure. Sorry, man. I started navel gazing and I forgot about my great friend over here.
My fault as well.
I'm happy being in the corner.
Well, you look beautiful. Well, my wonderful friend Tom Young, is playing bass for us this evening. Tom also plays in the wonderful band Leisure.
Mm.
And I've known Tom since 2007.
Ooh.
Yeah, we've been friends for a long time.
The stories you could tell.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom and I are kind of, we like to say we have a karmic relationship.
Ooh.
Well, I think in the way to describe that is, for me, if you don't mind me saying, I mean, I've got the microphone, so... is that we've changed, you know, we've gone through so many different changes in our friendship over the years, yeah. And it still feels like we connect on a very similar level that hasn't really changed that much since, yeah, for, you know, 10, 11 years ago. So the reason why I use the word karmic is because it feels like I learn a lot from you, and it continues to be that way. So I feel very appreciative.
Very good.
Yeah.
Oh, how lovely. Thank you so much for coming in. Let's scooch this microphone back in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Boy Boy performing live in the 95 BFM studio for Live and Direct.
I've got my vices. I won't deny this, no. But it's not a crisis. I ain't gonna fight this, no. I don't need no doctor to get my relief. Just give me the sweetness to feed my disease. I'll do what I want to, do as I need. It's not a problem to do as I please. So sue me, oh, 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 oh. So sue me, oh, oh. Just give me the
sweetness to feed my disease. I'll do what I want to, do as I need. It's not a problem to do as I please. So sell me, oh, 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 oh. So sell me. Sell me.